This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A market research firm predicts the agriculture drone market to be worth $3.69 billion by the year 2022. The forecast by R&R Market Research says the market is poised for significant growth over the next few years. The researchers expect the growth to come from the use of cameras on drones for precision farming practices. The 288-page report examines major leaders in the market. The study says the use of drones brings transparency to agriculture along with improved efficiency and higher productivity. The current worldwide market for ag drones is $494 million. Meanwhile, investment of venture capital in ag technology startups reached $2.06 billion in the first half of last year. In other ag news, the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, or NASS, will conduct the first-time local food survey. The USDA hopes the survey, which was announced yesterday, will provide a data benchmark on the local food sector in the U.S. Called the 2015 Local Food Marketing Practices Survey, the survey will ask producers for information on their production and local marketing of foods during the 2015 calendar year. The survey will contain data on the value of food sales by marketing channel, the value of crop and livestock sales, marketing practices, expenses, and federal farm program participation. Producers who received the 2015 Local Food Marketing Practices Survey from NASS can fill out the survey online via a secure website or return the form by mail. The website online is www.agcounts.usda.gov. A young farmer from Metropolis, Illinois, is using cover crops on his fields and says he's seen multiple benefits. Improved soil tilth, increased yields, and a reduction in feed costs for his cattle are a few of the big rewards Mark Bramer has experienced while using the cover crops. Mark was part of the RFD Today live broadcast at the Governmental Affairs Leadership Conference on Wednesday, and I had a chance to speak with him about his farm.
Yes, I farm with my father and down in Metropolis, Illinois, Massac County. We raise corn, soybeans, and cattle there, so very diverse, and we enjoy it.
Well, I enjoyed listening to you today on the RFD live broadcast, and I thought you made some great points talking about those cover crops that you use, and those are becoming more and more popular throughout the state. So let's talk about what types of cover crops do you use on your farm?
Yes, we use mainly two different types. We use cereal ryegrass and then annual ryegrass, and then we also interseed in with it radishes or rapeseed canola to help out the tilth of the soil a little bit better. And then the cereal rye and the annual rye is both grazable by our cattle, so it really works well with the crop side. We get multiple benefits from it.
And let's talk about those benefits. What are some of those? Maybe some economical and environmental?
Yes, we've seen a huge return on investment on investing in cover crops. Our soil tilth has really improved, and because of that, of course, yields have increased along with it. But as one of the things I think farmers sometimes miss is our losses, and that for us is nutrients that are running off in the soils into the waters and then on down to the Gulf. And this is one way we found that we were able to keep that soil in place.
I know a lot of times I've heard from farmers, well, it takes too much time or it's not an effective way to spend money. But from your experience, it sounds like it's been worthwhile for you to have those cover crops.
Yes, it's time well used, really. I mean, the savings and the benefits come together, and return on investment, like I say, is huge. We see it as a way to increase yields and on our way to a higher yield overall. So that helps on the cattle side, cut our hay costs, increase our pasture ground because our hay ground is no longer used for hay because we don't need it. There's just so many benefits you can go on and on with.
Anything that I haven't asked you today that you'd like to share?
For anyone that wants to try cover crops, I encourage you to go ahead and try, but leave a test strip so you know where you've been, so you know where you're headed. You can see the difference. It's not a sprint. It's a long marathon. It takes maybe 3-4 years to really see the benefits and implement everything on your operation, but stick with it. It's well worth it.
Mark Bramer, farmer and Illinois Farm Bureau Young Leader Representative from Metropolis. And I also wanted to take a moment this morning to remind you that this Saturday, tomorrow, is the last hay auction for the season. Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction takes place on Saturday at 11 a.m., and it is the last auction of the season, so if you need any hay, this weekend is going to be the time to get it. And you can join us during the Noon Farm Show for a short preview about what hay Mike expects to see at the auction. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.